From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Jason Brian Dalton is appearing in court today in Michigan. He's being charged with 6 counts of murder in a series of shootings in and around Kalamazoo. He's also being charged with 2 counts of assault with intent to commit murder, along with 8 firearms charges. And Kalamazoo, which is about 3 hours west of Detroit, is still in shock. Joining us with more is Rick Pluta, reporter from the Michigan Public Radio Network. And Rick, first of all, tell us, the accused man, Jason Dalton, he's a 45-year-old Uber driver. What more do we know about him?
Well, we know that he's married, father of 2. He was once employed as an insurance adjuster. We don't know what his employment status is otherwise. And he is a car enthusiast that he likes to work on, restore, and repair automobiles, by all accounts. He was a pleasant enough neighbor. I went and talked to some of the neighbors yesterday. Now, what we've found out today is that he also owned a lot of firearms, that there were a bunch taken out of his home by authorities early yesterday morning after a search of his home. And most significantly, there's what we don't know, which is if, in fact, he did this, and prosecutors say that after he was read his rights, he did admit to the killings, we still don't know why.
Well, can you give us a sense as to what it was like in the courtroom today?
The courtroom, it's not a very large courtroom, and it's crowded with media. Plus, these arraignments, they're done via a video cam from the jail. And so the defendants just appear, you know, one after another in a queue, and there are family members there who are waiting, you know, to see what happens to their loved ones at their arraignments that just happen to be occurring on the same day as, you know, this very prominent one.
I see. So speaking of family members, I mean, one can only imagine how the family members of those who were killed over the weekend are feeling right now. Can you tell us a little bit more about what we know about the victims?
The victims, there was a father and son who were shot dead in the at a car lot in Kalamazoo. There was a family sitting in a minivan in the parking lot of a restaurant in Kalamazoo, plus another person who was sitting alone in her car, and they were all shot. There was also a 14-year-old teenager in the van who did survive, although initially they thought she had died, and police say she led a, you know, that they found, they realized she was alive when she actually squeezed her mother's hand after being pronounced dead. There was also another victim who was shot in the parking lot of her apartment building, and she's also hospitalized.
Wow. Rick, in the last couple seconds that we have, how is Kalamazoo reacting? I mean, this has got to be affecting the community.
Kalamazoo has been described as people who live here say it's a very large, small town. And so a lot of people have connections with either the victims or loved ones of the victims. And so people here are taking this very personally. This is unusual.
Yeah. Rick Pluta is a reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network, bringing us up to speed on the arraignment today of Jason Brian Dalton. Rick, thanks so much.
You bet.
You're listening to Here and Now.